Raising Cane's says it will never go public. Restaurant hiring slowed in November, and the parent of Applebee's doesn't seem too concerned about the latest COVID variant. This is RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm Heather Lally, senior editor at RB. Don't expect Raising Cane's to go public, ever. AJ Kumaran, co-CEO of the fast-growing Chicken Finger chain, said his Fast Casual is a privately held business and will stay that way. Despite a flurry of restaurant activity on Wall Street this year, Kumaran said his company has no plans to join the IPO parade. Going public puts too much outside pressure on a chain, he said, and might shift focus away from doing right by its workers.
Hiring by restaurants and hotels nearly stalled in November, with hospitality employers adding just 23,000 employees, according to new figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That gain compares with the hiring of 170,000 workers in October, but hiring by such crucial supply chain links as manufacturing, transportation, and warehousing surged last month, providing positive news for restaurants. The government also reported that the percentage of American employees working at home fell to 11.3%, a positive sign for restaurant concepts that count office workers as a big part of their clientele.
The CEO of Dine Brands said Americans are learning to live with COVID, and that has been good for the company. John Payton said during an investor conference Thursday that even as the Delta variant surged over the summer, traffic at Applebee's and IHOP remained normal. Despite the rise of yet another variant, Omicron, he said he believes COVID will become less of a headwind over time as people simply get used to it.
Amy's Drive-Thru wants to take its organic food restaurants to more cities. The chain, created by the same founders of the retail organic brand Amy's Kitchen, just opened its fourth location in Roseville, California, to long lines this week. The brand wants to open 25 to 30 locations over the next 5 years before it expands east. The company focuses on a broad menu anchored by its burgers, fries, and shakes, but everything on the menu is vegetarian and can be ordered gluten or dairy-free or both.
Kitchen United Mix opened in Midtown Manhattan this week, the third and largest New York City location for the Ghost Kitchen aggregator. The 6,400 square foot space houses 11 restaurant brands, and customers can mix and match menu items from all of them in one order. Everything is packaged for pickup and delivery, but diners can step inside and order from kiosks in addition to ordering remotely. The diverse restaurant collection includes some well-known virtual and brick-and-mortar brands, such as Chili's, It's Just Wings, Wingstop, and Jersey Mike's. But there are also Thai, Chinese, Hawaiian, and Cuban concepts to choose from.
Three-unit fast casual concept Field Trip is getting ready to grow, thanks to a new partnership with Founders Table Restaurant Group. That group, the parent company of Chopped Creative Salad Company and Dos Toros Taqueria, is now an investor in the New York City-based Rice Bowl concept. Field Trip, a Black-owned restaurant, uses heirloom grains and global ingredients for its made-to-order rice bowls. Details of the investment were not disclosed.
And that'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Find a new episode every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.